Heinz Alumni presents the eAlerts Tutorial Department. Audio tutorials for refresher, advancement, and information.
This is Keith coming at you, and I wanted to talk about today a little more about orientation and mobility, also known as O&M. I previously had stated in part one of this look that the mobility part relates to the military concept of tactics. It's just putting one foot in front of the other and walking. And the orientation part is more like the strategy part of military life, where it's the overarching plan. And there's three key elements, and that is, where am I? Where do I want to get? And how do I want to get there? And that really depends on your needs at any given time. There's this simple way to do that. You know, let's say I'm sitting at my house, I'm on the 900 block, and I want to go to the post office, which is on the 100 block. Hey, assuming you're on the same street, you walk out the door, you head, let's say, north, and you proceed to the 100 block. As you find the street crossings, you count them off, and you get there. And maybe the post office is on the opposite side of the street, and so you know when you get down to that area. Well, for one thing, you should have already been walking on the left side of the street, assuming you were on the right side of the street when you started. No problems. But maybe your post office is offset a block or two. Maybe you have some blocks that have dog legs in them, or they don't go all the way through. These are things you have to know or be aware of before you strategize how you're going to get from point A to point B. And if it's somewhere familiar, hey, it's just a matter of staying lined up as you walk, not varying, you know, hugging that left side of the road, staying on the sidewalk, counting those street crossings, being aware of where you are while you're on that route so that you don't get lost from it. And of course, the whole while you're practicing your tactics, your mobility, as you tap that cane and listen for a car, state your directions, listen for other street and neighborhood noises to keep yourself lined up. So there's little extra tidbits of tactics you should be aware of as you do the strategy of your orientation. Now let's say you wanted to go downtown and you lived in the big city and you had mass transit available to you. Well, the first thing to do is call up, say, CTA, if you lived in Chicago, and you ask the person that answers the phone what buses are going from my neighborhood to that neighborhood. What train lines run from here to there? And then you add that strategy into the mix and you say, oh, for my house, there's a bus stop right here at the corner. All I got to do is go out my door and make sure I'm on the correct corner where the bus is going to stop, depending if it runs, you know, north and south up your street or if it's on the east-west intersection by your streets. You need to call and ask these things. This is part of orientation. It's part of your strategy. And you know what time that bus runs, how often. You need to know whenever it delivers you near your destination, what time it's going to get there. Because if you miss a connection, you might get at your appointment late. And that's not a good thing, normally. And so these are all strategic things that a person, whether you're blind or not, needs to do to get from point A to point B. But as a blind person, don't be afraid to call the bus company, the train company, the mass transit people to see how their systems run and pick up and drop off to help you get there. And also let the person know at the other end that you'll be taking mass transit, and that depending on availability, you may be early for your appointment or not. And people will work with you on that. And then, of course, the whole while, you apply those tactics of mobility using your cane as you travel to find where the bus stop may be, where the train station steps may be, because in Chicago, for example, you have to go down steps a lot of times, or upstairs sometimes in train stations, depends if it's elevated or subway. Different cities are different, but you need to be aware of how to find those steps once you get inside, where turnstiles may be. And these are all like mentally mapped in your head. And yeah, you can use GPS to some degree to find street crossings, but if you're once you're in the subway, you can't rely on GPS. You have to just know which way to go down the platforms, from the turnstiles to the platforms to whatever doors or posts may be there to key in on, to put you in the right position to catch your train or bus when it comes by. A lot of mind mapping and strategic things are involved with orientation. It's not just a matter of staying lined up down a sidewalk as you tap along with your cane. So again, this is coming from a person who is not a licensed O&M instructor, just someone, a blind person who has some experience doing those things. Just a friendly word from one to another. And as you do get out and practice, be safe. And if you're not sure, walk with someone. Don't walk on their elbow. Walk with them. Have them let you have space to tap along with your cane, even though walking on the elbow may be most convenient. Keep in practice. That's the best way to go about it. And that's just some commentary, and that's going to, for now, wrap up my short series here on orientation and mobility, things that you should learn when you are at a facility like the Heinz Blind Rehab Center. I'm sorry, not Heinz Blind Rehab Center. They've changed the name to Central Blind Rehab Center. And it's things that you should be practicing, and I should be practicing. We all should be practicing. So with that said, we'll see you next week for another tutorial. Thanks for listening to this installment of the eAlerts Department for Tutorials. Stay in touch by visiting HeinzAlumni.org and sign up for our newsletter. Visit HeinzAlumni.org and look for the subscribe link. Thanks for listening.